They are sinners and they need the righteousness of God. False repentance leads you to be sad, like what happened to Judah, the Iscariot. Okay? In Matthew 27:3, when Judas, who had betrayed him, Jesus, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief of priests and the elders. I have sinned. He said that. I have sinned. He said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is that to you? They replied, that's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. This is false repentance. He's not repenting. He is going this way. Oh, I'm sad that I betrayed Jesus. And I betrayed him thinking that maybe he's not going to be condemned. He's not going to be, crucified. I thought it's going to be like he's going to show his muscles and, destroy his enemies. No. I am sad. But it's not enough. What he did, he thought that is, I'm sad. Take your money back. I repented. No. He's not. It's false repentance. Why? Because he didn't turn around. He went and turned the money, but he did another sin. He went and hanged himself. False repentance takes you from sin to another sin. Here. This is false repentance. This is only sadness. This is only regret. And we're going to talk about this later. In another example for the false repentance, Esau, in Hebrew 12:17, we're going to read from 14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See, it's that no one falls short of the grace of God. No one falls short of the grace of God. No one. Can you say this? No one falls short of the grace of God. No one. No matter what you did, you cannot fall short of the grace of God. Okay? No one falls short of the grace of God. That no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See, that no one is sexual immoral or ungodless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. So, you know the story of Esau. He was hungry. I'll say it again. He was hungry. Just hungry. And because he was hungry, and he saw his brother cooking, he said, give me some food. Okay, I'll give you some food. Give me your inheritance, right, of being the firstborn, which is a huge deal in Israel. Give me food. Give me your rights. Give me your inheritance. And because of that, he lost everything. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted the inheritance, this blessing, he was rejected, even though he sought, listen to this, even though he sought the blessing with tears. with tears. He repented with tears. He wanted that. But could he find it? No. No. He cried. He sought the blessings with tears. He couldn't change what he had done. He couldn't change it. It's only sadness. It's false repentance. Only sadness, even if it's with tears. False repentance hates the consequences. Esau? How do you say it in English? Esau gave away his blessings and with tears repented. But he hated the consequences. Why? When his brother was coming back from all these years, he was waiting for him to fight. You gave it away. It's the consequences of your sin. Yeah, but I hate that. So I'm going to fight more. I'm going to sin more. Cried. You had tears. Yeah, but it's false. It's false. Because it's not true repentance. It's not true repentance. This message came when I had I was living this. I'll tell you how. I do a food program. I follow a certain diet because I was big. And there is a certain rules in this program. If you follow the rules, you have privileges. If you break one of the rules, you lose those privileges. So I broke the rules. I ate something that I shouldn't eat. And I told the guy that follow up with me. And he said, well, because of that, you're going to lose the privileges. And I was like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. This is not rule from God. This is not God. You should change this rule. You should change this rule. This rule that you're working with for 60 years, you should change it because of me. It's the consequences. I hated the consequences. I hated that. But when I heard this message, I was like, wow, what a timing. I should carry the responsibility of my act, my wrong. I said, this is the consequences of my wrong. I did that. No one did it for me. I made the decision to follow this. Esau, he made the decision to swipe, to exchange his inheritance, blessing as a firstborn to a meal. One meal. Oh. Wow. Don't judge him because we do that. Not only with meals, with other things. We give up huge blessings from the Lord for something very temporary. Very temporary. We're going to enjoy it very short time. And when we face the consequences, we say, What are you doing? I hate that. I don't like these consequences. You should do something. You did it. False repentance hates, reject. Don't accept, anticipate with fear. You understand it. I don't. Consequences. False repentance, hate, reject. Consequences. But true repentance hates sin itself.
Hallelujah.
The true repentance is a true is a repentance for life.
Here I am.
Okay? Sin is there. False repentance continue this direction. You know, repentance, true repentance is turning around. Turning around. I'm sad that I did that. I regret that I did that. But it's not enough. I have to turn my direction towards God Himself. Towards God Himself. Accepting the responsibility. Accepting the responsibility. Accepting the consequences. Even, sometimes even, when we are turning back to God, we're still carrying some of the consequences. Like if you are, go out in a cold day with only short sleeve, you will get cold. God will protect me. Well, He will give you some jackets. Put on one and go. No. He will protect me. Isn't that the temptation that the enemy tempted Jesus with? Go into the temple and throw yourself because God will carry you, send His angel. No. Take the responsibility. Carry the responsibility. True repentance works together with being sad about sin, regret the sin, and the most important thing is to hate the sin, not to hate the consequences, to hate the sin itself, but change direction towards God. Towards God. Not towards the sin, towards God Himself. God wants us to turn around and go to follow His will. Instead of being sorrow and bitter. You know? I hate these consequences. I hate what's happening to me. No. I'm going to turn around and look to God and find His way to do. Find His will for my life to do. This is true repentance. And it's for life. It's not for a short period. You know, we're going to talk about this. It's not only short period. It's not only for a while. No, it's for life. I am going to turn my life whole. I will turn all my life and give it to the care of God. You know what? I couldn't. Hallelujah. I feel something is going to happen now. Okay. I tried to make myself happy by following the sin, even for a while, to make me happy for a while. I tried to do this, I tried to do that, I tried so many, I couldn't, so I'm going to give it to you. You take care of it. This is true repentance. Being sorry about what I've done, but turning my life, all my life around to God and trying to find His way. There are some words that in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, explain what's the meaning of repentance. The first word in the Old Testament is naham. Naham. Okay? Naham means being sad, being sorry, or regret. This is not enough for true repentance. This is only leads to, to false repentance. This is a word that is used. But another word used in the Old Testament is the word shop, which is translate turn and turn away or turn towards our return or return. This shop word means return to God. So it's changing direction. Changing directions. The word chob is the word that used to explain or to express the returning to God and doing His will. Not only that, but also going closer or drawing near to God. Drawing closer to God. I like this. True repentance, chob, the word chob, is the word that makes you turning around from the sin and going closer to God. And the engine, the engine of this process is the Holy Spirit Himself. He initiated that. Hallelujah. He initiates in us the power. He gives us the power and the authority to turn towards God in a true repentance. You know the engine in a false repentance? Is self-pity. Is victim mentality. Why this is happening? I hate these consequences. Why this is happening? This is victim mentality. But the engine here, the motivator, is the Holy Spirit Himself saying, go this way, return to God, and I will give you the authority, I will give you the help that you need. I will provide you with the grace that you need to continue your journey into a true life repentance. Hallelujah. And in the process, as I am turning to God, I'm coming closer and closer to God. I'm closer to God. In this process, I hate the sin. I hate the sin. And instead of hating the consequences, I hate the sin. Sometimes I will carry some of the consequences in my life, but I don't matter. It doesn't matter. Because I hate and I feel like I'm closer to God. I'm close to do His will in my life. I don't care about the consequences now. This is true repentance. David sinned. And because of the sin, he had a child not from his wife. You know the story from Bathsheba. Yeah? He lived his life. But then the prophet came and told him. He convicted him. When the child died, what did he do? As the child was sick, he was praying, fasting, and you know. But when the child died, he woke up, cleaned himself, and he continued the journey. Did he complain? No. Because he took the responsibility of his wrong. And he continued in a true repentance, following God, coming close to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. The true repentance. In the New Testament, there are some Greek words. It's very hard, but I'm gonna try. You know, I don't know how to speak English, so I'm gonna speak Greek. Anyway, the first word is metameloi. Hey, I got it. Metameloi, and also it means sorrow, sadness. This only good for false repentance. Okay? Another word, minano. This one means changing my mind. That's good. Changing my mind towards sin, changing my mind towards the consequences, changing my mind towards this way, and that leads to change the whole life towards God. This is a word explained or expressing changing the mind to go to this way. And also it expresses the change, the spiritual change, the spiritual transformation that happens in a life of a true repentance. Amen. The third word, which is estrofo, and this is a word that is used a lot in the in Acts, in the book of Acts, and it's used that has two sides. This word has two sides. One side of this repentance, this kind of repentance, is to hate sin. And the positive side of this word is to love God, which is what we need to do. We need this kind of repentance that makes us hate sin and love God and go and drive our life towards Him more and more. In Acts 9:35, it says this: as Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Ananias, who was paralyzed and had been burdened for 8 years. Ananias, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat. Immediately Ananias got up, and those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Turned to the Lord means they had the true repentance to follow the Lord Himself. So many examples. I'm gonna mention them because we don't have a lot of time. But the repentance, the true repentance, is turning the whole being towards God. Okay? True repentance, turning my whole being towards God. False repentance, my emotions only. You know? My emotions only. It's like, oh, I'm sad. Okay, I'm gonna try to return to God. And, you know, if I'm here sinning, here, and I'm sad, I'm going to return to God. It will take me, this sadness, this feeling, it will take me to give up the sin for a while. But then you will find yourself going back to the same thing. But the true repentance is the whole being turned to God. So it's mental, it's mind, my mind is turned to God, thinking about God's will, God's word, and only God. Second is my emotions. I still have sadness because of the sin that I did. So I am emotionally involved. My emotion involved in the true repentance. But it's not only that. My mind is changing. My emotions are sad and considering to hate sin. Okay? And then the last part, the third part, is my will. My will. My will is deciding. This is my. I like this expression, that the will is the factor of masnayan factor, factory of decisions. The will is the factory of decisions. Any decision I make it out of my will, right? So true repentance, meaning the whole life is turned to God, means my will is producing only decisions towards true repentance, towards being close to God, towards being hating the sin, the negative part of it, but loving God more and going to His side and doing His will. This is the positive side of it. So my will is turned to God too. Last thing I'm going to share with you. In Romans 2:4, this is amazing. Yeah? Romans 2:4 says this: "Or do you despise the riches of His goodness?" God has riches of His goodness for all of us. Amen? He is ready to pour His goodness, His riches of goodness in each one of us life. Amen? But sometimes we despise this, neglect it. "Or do you despise the riches of His goodness? Forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance." God is, even though His heart is broken because I sinned, but at the same time, He pours His goodness into my life. Pours His goodness. Wait on me. Wait another season. Wait another season. And continue pouring His goodness. Continue pouring His grace into my life. Waiting for me that His goodness will lead me into repentance. Someone could say, okay, if this is the case, I'm going to sin and the goodness of God continue, you know, being poured in my life, and I will wait until I enjoy my life. I'm young, I'm going to enjoy my life. And then in the end, like the guy on the cross, huh, next to Jesus, the last moment, "Accept me when you come to your kingdom. Oh, you are going to be with me in paradise today." Oh, that's good. He lived his life, enjoyed his life, and in the last moment, accepted Jesus, and he's in paradise. But who knows when my life is going to end? His goodness is poured into my life that leads me to a true repentance. And again, His goodness, when I discover His goodness, when I see His grace, when I taste His grace, I cannot but hate sin and love Him more. I'm going to end this with this. The definition of grace. First, no matter what you did, no matter what you have done in your life, your past, no matter what you did, it's not bigger than the grace of God. It's not bigger than the goodness of God. God is here pouring His goodness on us to lead us into a true repentance. Amen? The definition of grace is a divine touch of the heart that makes us grateful. A divine touch of the heart that makes us grateful, that makes us feel His presence, that He is around us, He is surrounding us, that He loves us so much, that He can see us through Jesus Christ. And He promised, if we come and confess our sin, being faithful in confessing our sin, He is true, just to forgive us our sin. يغفر خطايانا مش كده؟ فهو أمين وعادل حتى يغفر لنا خطايانا ويطهرنا من كل. And He will clean us, purify us from all our iniquities. if we confess our sin. Why am I saying this to a church full of believers? Because if we say we are without sins, we are liars. So what do? We confess our sin in a true repentance that makes us come close to God and hate sin and come close to God. And the Holy Spirit Himself is the engine of this, hallelujah, is the motivator of this process, providing us with His grace, with the grace of God. That divine touch, divine touch. I heard something nice in the church or in a TV or something. No. This is a real divine touch. God Himself coming to touch my heart and make it grateful. And because of my heart is full of gratitude, the result is to hate sin and to go walk through or towards God. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. 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 I want to encourage each one of us. I confess it in front of you because I'm not ashamed. You know? Sometimes we do something, we sin, and we hate the consequences of sin. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to show you if there is something in your life that you are struggling with and you're living life of Judah, that he is sad and in tears, but he doesn't have true repentance that leads him into another sin. We want today to turn our life to the care of God, to turn our life into His hand and say, you know what? You manage it. You manage this life because I tried. I put myself in dark places. I put myself into a mess. But today I'm turning around. Today I turn around. I turn my life around, my mind, my emotion, my will. And into your hand I submit my life in a true repentance. I don't want to lead myself anymore. I don't want to be stubborn anymore. I don't want to be selfish anymore. I don't want to live for myself anymore. I want to live for you. I want to live close to you, close to your heart. I'm coming back. And I see your hand. Your arms are open to take me, to receive me with all my filth. And you're allowing me once more to call you Papa, to call you Father. I just denied you several times, but with one look from your eyes, I come back. I return in a true repentance. I want to live for you. I want to live for you. You alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And help me, Lord, as you're leading me in my way, coming home, help me to lead others to your home. I want you to evaluate yourself today. If you have true repentance or false repentance, let the Holy Spirit show you. The reason the sin is repeated in my life is because I didn't give it up. I didn't truly give it up. I'm still holding into my idols. And God rejects that. God rejects that. Because God wants us to come full-heartedly, repenting from our idols, our sin. Hallelujah. In the spirit, I feel like there is an army starting to moving towards God. And as they walking, their clothes changing from dirty clothes into white robes, robes of righteousness, robes of salvation. Hallelujah. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to be one of these people, to be one of this army that's coming back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you're coming towards God, as you're turning your life towards God, He's going to put His full armor into you to make you to fight sin. How to defeat sin, not by power, not by strength, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You for Your blood that washes our dirt, our filth, our sin. Thank You for Your goodness, for the riches of Your goodness that You pour out on us every day, every morning. Thank You, God, for the divine touch of Your grace that makes our heart grateful to come to bow down and worship You and to offer ourselves a true living sacrifice. God doesn't want sacrifice. He wants You. He wants You. So let's come back to Him.